May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Initially wary of an alien race who had come quite uninvited, international leaders began to be persuaded of the aliens' benevolence when their advanced technology puts an end to hunger, energy shortage, and nuclear proliferation. Trust in the aliens seems to be justified when Patty, a member of the cryptography staff led by Michael Chambers, decodes the title of the alien book, To Serve Man. Soon, humans are volunteering for trips to the aliens' home planet, which they describe as a paradise. This is a Twilight Zone episode. And the plot would take an unexpected turn at this point if you weren't already watching The Twilight Zone and you knew to expect the unexpected. But the day arrives for Chambers' excursion to the alien planet. Just as he mounts the spaceship's boarding stairs, Patty runs toward him in great agitation. While being held back by an alien guard, Patty cries, "Mr. Chambers, don't get on the ship! The rest of the book, To Serve Man, it's a cookbook!" Chambers tries to run back down the stairs, but an alien blocks him. The stairs retract, and the ship lifts off. Here in our Palm Sunday worship, we get a full week of the text of Scripture. We started in the center with Palm Sunday, the Sunday before Easter. The crowds rejoicing over the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. And in our second gospel reading, we end it with his death. Might you think that Jesus would have had a little bit of hesitation? He knows that he's coming to serve man. And the Palm Sunday reading is very clear. He knows exactly what's going on. He knows where this donkey is going to be. He knows what his disciples need to say. This whole series of events is not happenstance. Jesus puts them into motion on Palm Sunday. And Jesus knows the end of the story. He knows that this week is going to be a week from hell. His friends will betray him. His friends will forsake him. He'll suffer the agony of being apart from the Father. He'll suffer the agony of the cross. He'll suffer the agony of his rejection by those he came to save. And yet he does it anyway. In the Twilight Zone episode, if they had figured out there's a cookbook a little bit earlier, things would have been much different. But not in the story of Palm Sunday and Easter. Jesus knew exactly what was going on. Jesus knew exactly what it meant for him to serve man, and he did it anyway. Our reading from Isaiah, 700 years before the time that this takes place, is a prediction of these events. I gave my back to those who struck me. I gave my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. And then in Philippians, after the fact, Paul writes and declares that though Jesus was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be exploited. He emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. Being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Jesus knew that in order to serve man, first came the cross and then came the crown. On that Palm Sunday, the crowd is certainly not expecting a cross, and seems to be expecting a crown, a coronation. Everything's going to be set right. Everything will be set right, but not in the way that they think. Jesus knew that his march into Jerusalem wasn't as a conquering king, or at least not how the crowds understood that, but as a sacrificial lamb, and he did it anyway. He understood what it was to serve man, and he did it anyway. First the cross, then the crown. The punchline for us in Philippians is Paul writes, "Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus." That's what starts this whole immaculate description of what Christ has done for us, that we are to imitate him, that we are to have the same mind, to know that suffering and trials will come, but they're to be gone through. And that on, after coming through them, then comes the crown. First the cross, then the crown. First the cross, then the crown. Jesus knew what it was to serve man, and he did it anyway. And as we start our descent into Holy Week, consider that. Consider that as we read about Maundy Thursday and Jesus washing his disciples' feet. Consider that as we read of this early morning mock of a trial that he endures. Consider that when he undergoes the suffering of the cross and the silence and the separation of God the Father on Saturday. I'll try not to spoil it for you, but if you come back next week, you'll get the rest of the story. And knowing that that's probably not much of a spoiler alert, I invite you this week, remember that Christ first took on the cross before he took on the crown, and he did it in order to serve man. Amen.